Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, and country, the place for American patriots and American statesmen and stateswomen. Today is Wednesday, June 26, 2013. My name is Sally Baptist. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Now, tonight, with this being Wednesday, we typically have a show, Floridians Against Common Core Education, with Diane Kepis, and it's usually at 8 o'clock, not 10 o'clock. Diane was not going to be able to join us tonight, so I went ahead and made a couple changes and decided to take this time to give a very special thank you to some of the senators, U.S. senators, who truly earned the award of American statesmen and American stateswomen because of what they've done trying to protect us against S-744. So I decided to go ahead and take this time to do this tonight. I apologize for the schedule changes recently. I know it's been kind of messing some people up. I've had to change my schedule for a few reasons lately, and such is the case with tonight. But again, tonight it's we'll talk. There's been so much going on with S-744 amnesty. They call it some kind of border security opportunity something. It's got a crazy name to it, but it really doesn't mean anything. What it really is amnesty. And we've had some senators who ran on a platform that they were not going to support or vote for amnesty, but they did. I don't know that we'll get into that group at this point. The number one award for that would go to Tennessee Senator Corker. But again, I'm not focusing on those people right now. I want to focus in on the senators who actually did the right thing, who actually considered the Constitution, considered the rule of law, considered the American people, considered the oath of office. So I want to kind of take some time to thank them for what they've done. I've been spending a lot of time in the past couple weeks listening to those Senate hearings. I've seen a lot of seen and heard a lot of the Senate debate via the internet, and you can tell those who truly believe in what this country is founded on. They truly believe in working for the American people, and they believe in doing good legislation. And when I say that, I mean not all these backroom deals. I can only imagine what some of these people, such as Corker, probably, what kind of Louisiana purchase did he get for Tennessee? And you just, all these things that they were doing, which was very evil. It's evil to go and play those kind of games and stab the backs of the American people. And that's what some of these people did. But we've got these others who didn't do that. Those who fought against it, who wanted the open discussion, wanted more debate, had other amendments they wanted to hear, and things like that. And they actually got up on the Senate floor and talked about it. And I mean, several of them talked a lot, such as Senator Jeff Sessions and Chuck Grassley. They put a lot of time on that Senate floor. And they were, plus they were part of the Judiciary Committee, and they got into the nitty-gritty of what this bill really is and what the supposed super amendment, they called it border surge, which was another, they do these things to misrepresent what they're doing and to brainwash the American people. Border surge, wow, that sounds like they're going to protect the border. But it's all left in the hands of the Secretary of Homeland Security, who thinks the border's already secure, who thinks immigration secure now. She's happy with the way it is now. So it's so disingenuous. To me, it's fraud. It's fraud what these people do. But the point, again, is we've got people who didn't do that who actually spoke up for us. And so I want to talk a little bit about them tonight and put their names out there. Now, as we get started here, what I have done, I haven't sent this to every one of these individuals yet, but I will be doing that. But I have sent it out to some, and I call it the American Statesman Award. And on this one here, I sent this out the other day to Senator Deb Fischer. And I'm just going to read it to you, American Statesman Award. On this day, June 20th, 2013, United States Senator Deb Fischer has been declared a true American stateswoman. United States Senator Deb Fischer has honored her oath of office and has demonstrated her loyalty to the Constitution of the United States of America and the American people by promoting the rule of law and opposing illegal immigration invasion of the United States of America. And I've sent that to Senator Jeff Sessions and to Senator Chuck Grassley, and I will be sending out some more. This is what their job is. We have too many people in public office today that forget who they work for. They forget some of the most basic fundamental things about what being in public office is. And one of the things, I'm just going to go ahead and talk about, you know, that thing called the Declaration of Independence? You know, we've got Independence Day coming up, and notice I'm saying Independence Day. We're not celebrating July 4th. We're celebrating Independence Day. I mean, do you go around saying Merry December 25th? No. We need to say Happy Independence Day. Of course, with some of the things that are happening right now and based on what happens with this amnesty bill as well, I may have a special called American Dependence Day because we're no longer, we're losing our independence every day as we go through this process. Little by little, those who are sworn to serve and protect the people of this country keep failing to do that. And they don't seem to understand this Declaration of Independence. And I'm going to read the key lines. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal and are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now, it's this next piece that they don't seem to quite understand, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. The consent of the governed. The governed are we the people, and the governed say no to illegal immigration. We say no to amnesty. That is what we the people, the consent of the governed, are saying. And you know what? If they have any doubt, put it on your on the general ballot come November, and we'll let the people vote. We'll see what the people say at the ballot box, because we all know the people are against illegal immigration. We're not against immigration. We're not against legal immigration. We're against reckless immigration, where they let people in and don't pay any attention to what they do. They invite the enemy in. They literally open the door. And then the other is when they just don't protect the door. They just let them all come in as they feel like. So you got illegal immigration two ways. Those who come in, overstay, and were supposed to go to school but never did. And then you have those who just cross the border, primarily our southern border, but that's not the only border. They do come in. Being from Florida, I know that they come in other borders as well, over other borders. They don't always come in over that southern border. So the thing that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. It is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it and to institute a new government. And I truly believe there's some that want that to happen because they no longer believe in the Constitution. So they truly want a total meltdown of this country. They truly want a meltdown of this country so that they can be part of one world order, United Nations, this all socialism, communism, sustainable development, all this stuff. So some of them, I think, truly believe or want the people to abolish this Constitution and this Declaration. But the key is governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. We are the governed. They work for us. They don't seem to remember that. Then the other piece, and again, this is why we're taking time to thank these senators, and I guess I should go ahead and go down the list of the senators that I listened to on the Senate floor, and I saw that what they were doing. I saw how many times they went to the Senate floor or that they went multiple times and talked. There's other senators that were opposing this too, and if you want to include somebody else, please let me know. But I put Jeff Sessions and Chuck Grassley. Senator Sessions and Grassley are up there on the top. They were the ones, again, in the Judiciary Committee. They get into the weeds of what this stuff is. They dissected it. They've been very, they have done their best to, one, let us know what's going on with it, two, to force the system to be more transparent and open to the debate, and three, to do the right thing, which is to secure the borders first and not just be letting 11 million, really more like 40 million people just come in because of the chain immigration rules that are tied to this thing. So they have been, I think, the two most aggressive out there in protecting our rights. John Cornyn from Texas, he was also out there. I saw him doing a lot of debating. Now, he, one of his First Amendments was to add 5,000 Border Patrol for the security. They didn't want to do that, but once they saw that there was so much pushback, all of a sudden they wanted 20,000 in the next 10 years. Crazy stuff like that, that they play games. These people are very disingenuous, but we've got these people out here trying to help us. Tom Coburn, he's another one. He was very adamant that what they were doing here was wrong, and he obviously did not support the vote so far. Now, there's still the final vote on the bill itself, and they're going to try to do that tomorrow, Thursday, I believe, but it may end up being Friday. So we'll see what happens on it. David Vitter is another person who's been very aggressive in opposing this. Saw him speak many times on the floor. Ted Cruz, he's been out there. Schumer tried to insult him on the floor when Ted Cruz was asking for some additional time to review the border surge, as they were calling it, whatever they're calling this wonderful amendment that was supposed to fix everything. Schumer was insulting to him, saying, you know, I think you can read 100 pages over the weekend. You've had time to do that. But that wasn't true, and as Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz said, the thing is, you took that 100 pages and mixed it throughout a 1,200-page document. You've changed things all over the place. We have to study what you've done with this, what you've added to it, what one single line you've added. So the disingenuous of the Schumers and the Gang of Eight routine, it's pathetic of what these people are doing to us. But Ted Cruz, again, stood his ground and stood for the American people. Rand Paul said all along he would not support anything that did not secure the border first and give that control to the Congress. It's up to Congress to do this. It is not up to the Homeland Security, Secretary of Homeland Security, to decide what she thinks is secure and what she doesn't. Because we all know she doesn't think anything's secure. We also know she doesn't exactly tell the truth all the time either. So why would we give her the power, which is what this border surge thing amendment was supposed to do, give more power to this Secretary of Homeland Security to just decide, well, yeah, the border's secure, and now we don't need any more fence, we've had enough. You know, all these kind of things, very disingenuous of the, now it's really called the Gang of Ten, of what they said, and how they try to brainwash us on it. But Rand Paul was saying, no, he will not support it. He put a proposal out there, which is very realistic. As so many years as the border is being more and more secured, that's how you would come up with a trigger to have so many people come in or be legalized, this path, whatever. Myself, I'm not quite so willing to do this legalization thing, but I still think some of that part was too easy, but the main thing is secure the border first, and then we figure out what to do with these people. And instead of promoting more illegal entry to the country. John Thune was another one who was out there. He had his amendments out there. Very common sense amendments. John Thune was talking about, we said we were going to do this in 1986. We said we were going to do this in 2007. The money was allocated, but we haven't done it. We need to go and do what law is already out there. We need to do what we've already said we were going to do before we make a whole bunch of promises to do something again that nobody will ever do. It was excellent. And then Deb Fisher was also out there, and she was expressing her concerns about what this bill was. And it was John McCain, so insulting. This is what John McCain is. You know, I used to have so much respect for John McCain. I don't think he will ever know how much respect I have lost for him. Not that he particularly cares about me, but, and you know, and I have a feeling there's a lot of people that are like me who say, God, you know, he was a POW. You got to admire and appreciate what he did for his country way back when, but what he's doing now is totally the opposite. He's destroying it instead of protecting it. And then for him to be so insulting to Deb Fisher, trying to tell, when was the last time you were at the border? Have you ever been to the border? And she said something about having been to the Texas border. Well, that's not the, well, there's other stuff going on that border. You haven't been down there, and I'm going to say you don't know what you're talking about. She was right in the things she was saying. She was restating many of the facts that Jeff Sessions and Chuck Grassley had already said, and the impact it was going to have to individuals in her community, the lower income, higher unemployment, wages all going down, all these kind of things that are going to impact the American people that John McCain obviously doesn't care about. John McCain doesn't care about Americans. He cares about the illegals. And, you know, the thing with so many of these Republicans, and with the Republicans I've just mentioned, the American statesmen, stateswomen, the ones who are being thanked tonight, they were up there saying this isn't about the party politics. We got to do what's right for the American people. Americans. What a concept. Americans. John McCain's out there thinking he's doing some wonderful thing for the Hispanics or for his corporations that he supports. Who knows what he's thinking? But the Republican Party is absolutely nuts if they think that this is going to get them some all these Hispanic votes. When the Republican Party says that, they're just showing how ignorant they are. They're downright stupid. I don't know. Take your pick. You know, there's those three levels of knowledge, ignorant, dumb, and stupid. Well, Republicans, what are you? Ignorant, dumb, or stupid? When it comes to this stuff, it's crazy. But John McCain was so rude to Senator Fisher. He was despicable. And at some point, I've got a book of John McCain's, and I'm planning on, like, shredding it up and sending it back to him because I have no use for the guy. He has gone so far off the deep end and onto the dark side. I mean, he's a socialist nowadays. I mean, this is a guy who suffered so much in the line of duty fighting for this country, yet he's selling us out. It's amazing to me. But he was extremely rude to her, and it was just despicable what he did. It really was. But again, these aren't the only senators who stood up. These are the ones I saw talking on the Senate floor in depth about what was going on and why they oppose this and why amnesty is not the right thing for the American people. It's not the right thing for the United States of America. It's going to destroy this country. The meaning of being an American will be destroyed with this happening because there's no Americans anymore. I mean, having this kind of influx of people coming across here who don't want to speak English, who send their money back to their home country anyway, they don't want to be here. It's just, it's all so disingenuous. It's all so anti-American, what these promoters of S-744, the amnesty bill, these are anti-American actions. That's all you can say. And these people did their best to fight it. And we have to support what they've done. We need to contact them, which I've been doing. I've been contacting their offices. And like I say, I came up with this American Statesman Award that I have given and tried to do something to let them know that I appreciate the fact they actually honored their oath of office. They actually honored the Constitution. They actually put the American people first over the illegals. And not all illegals are Hispanic, by the way, which is the other mentality of the silliness of the Republican Party. But they did what they could. So that's what I want to make sure tonight, and I'm encouraging everybody that's listening, please contact these senators and thank them for what they have done. Show them we do appreciate it. And I mean, am I safe? There's a little bit of, we talked about the thank you. I guess there's something else I should mention. I was talking about this earlier today. When I would watch the Senate hearings, I would see, like Senator Leahy or Schumer especially, I mean, these people are drooling over each other, thanking. Oh, thank you so much for all this work you've done and how you've done all this. You are just the most wonderful thing and all. I mean, you know, there's a common courtesy, thank you and whatever. But they get into such extreme that it's disgusting. It's like, wait a minute, you're there to do a job. And that's, you know, I'm glad you're doing your job. Unfortunately, I don't like the job some of them are doing, such as Schumer. I don't think he's doing his job. I don't think John McCain is doing his job. I don't think their job was to sell out the American people, which is kind of what they've turned out to be. But for those who have, and I mean, and the political party, the political party has put pressure on these people to go out there and reject the American people because they think it's going to get them votes. I mean, the craziness. But they stood to the facts. They stood for what they believed in, stood for principle. And that is just hard to find these days. Anybody that knows me says, I'm not with me. I think the majority of people are just a bunch of politicians. And we'll talk about what a politician is. And very few are true statesmen and stateswomen who truly are there to do the people's business and work in the best interest of the people, not the illegals and not the corporations and the special interest. So when I say call and thank them, I don't mean to go say, well, I'm so glad you finally did your job. I don't mean it that way. I mean thank them for standing with their principles and rejecting all the pressure that they took to do the right thing. Let them know we actually noticed that some of them do care about the people. It's amazing. I don't get to see this many at one time actually supporting the American people. And at the same time, we're helping and we continue to support them on the Senate side. We also have to go to the House, and we have to really, really put the pressure on John Boehner to totally ignore S-744. Let it sit there and let it time out. Do nothing with it on the House side. Do nothing with immigration on the House side. The best thing that John Boehner and the House can do for the American people is nothing on immigration. Nothing. Nothing comes to the floor. No debate. Nothing. There's already things out there on the law. Go out there and enforce the current laws. Don't make new laws you're not going to follow. What's the point? And that's the other piece that's so superficial about this S-744. They've already got all the laws to do what we need to do. Go out there and enforce the current laws. Put the border fence up like it's supposed to. Get the exiting system so that these who come in leave like they're supposed to. Secure the homeland. What a concept. I mean, that kind of is the number one job you're supposed to do, federal government. You're not supposed to be the social workers for the world of illegals and the homeless who come here. And so, anyway, the other thing, as we're talking here, I want to, again, thank them for honoring their oath of office, and they seem to know what it is. And I'm going to go ahead and read it here for everyone. And just remember, this is what your senator swore to do when he or she was sworn into office. And if you don't think they're doing it, you need to go say, have you forgotten what your oath of office is? And here it is. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that I take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that I will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which I'm about to enter, so help me God. So help me God. Support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. That's what they're supposed to do. And when you have a massive invasion of illegal individuals into this country, that is not defending us against the enemies. Because you know what? It's fine to say there's many people who come in over that border who are of the best of intentions, strictly looking for a better way of life, something better for themselves, whatever it may be. They may have been genuine in their seeking a better life in the United States of America, even though they did it illegally. But you know what? There's a lot of people that aren't. They are not protecting us from those anti-Americans who will do harm to us. Now, when it comes to the Latino community, whether people want to accept this or not, there are many, especially Mexicans, who feel like the United States robbed them from their land. They've got plenty of land in Mexico. They've got a very, what do you want to call it, a healthy climate, rich climate. They have oil down there. Mexico, it's because of a corrupt government, is why they cannot prosper on their own. Not because America stole their land, which we didn't do, but you have Mexicans who truly hate America, and these people come in too. So you've got this mix of those who come here seeking a job and some type of better life compared to what they had in their homeland, and then you have this group that are evil, anti-American individuals who will do what they can to destroy this country. So it's a treasonous action for any senator or representative to say it's okay for these invaders to come in. Come on in and destroy the United States of America. In fact, come on in, we'll give you tax breaks, we'll give you tax subsidies, we'll do everything so that you can destroy us while we sacrifice our own people. Because that's what S-744 does. It empowers the anti-Americans at the expense of the American people. Literally attacking the American people. It's wrong. It's wrong. And it's a violation of their oath of office. It is a violation. What they're doing is not right. And people say, well, what are you going to do with all those that are here already and this and that? Well, again, first off, secure the border, enforce the current laws, implement this visa exiting system where you monitor when people have overstayed, you go out there and you put them on a wanted ad if they overstay, and there's penalties for it. You don't reward misbehavior. You don't reward them from breaking our laws. You do what enforce the current immigration laws. Build the fence like current law says to do. Do what you already said you were going to do. Do what your oath of office says. Secure the homeland. Protect the American people. You do that, and if once you do that, which means going after the corporations, which most of you don't want to do, and that's not this group, but the ones who are promoting S-744, the fact of the matter is the Chamber of Commerce, or the meat packing plants, the farms, whatever it may be, if they're operating illegally, that's against the law too. So whatever happened to the rule of law in the United States of America? The IRS can attack those they want to. I mean, the government's become totally tyrannical. It doesn't care about the people. And yet you are given the powers. You are supposed to be going on the consent of the governed. And you seem to have lost that. So many of you have lost that. But thank God we have some senators and representatives who actually will defend the American people, who actually will stand up for the Constitution, who actually seem to believe in the American's Creed, which is what I'm going to read right now. The American's Creed by William Tyler Page. And, you know, I'm sure some people think I read this too much, but I don't think so. I mean, I personally like this better than the Pledge of Allegiance, which I like the pledge as well. But I happen to believe this American's Creed is better than the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, and here it is. I believe in the United States of America as a government of the people, by the people, for the people, whose just powers are derived from the consent of the governed, a democracy and a republic, a sovereign nation of many sovereign states, a perfect union, one and inseparable, established upon those principles of freedom, equality, justice, and humanity for which American patriots sacrificed their lives and fortunes. I therefore believe it is my duty to my country to love it, to support its constitution, to obey its laws, to respect its flag, and to defend it against all enemies. See, I happen to think that's a little bit more powerful than the Pledge of Allegiance. And this was written in 1917 and was accepted by the United States House of Representatives on April 3rd of 1918. And you can go out to ushistory.org to get a copy of it. The American's Creed by William Tyler Page. And see, I happen to believe these senators that I have given my award of American stateswoman, I happen to believe they believe in that American's Creed. But these other ones, Marco Rubio, he doesn't believe in that. he didn't believe in the Constitution. Tennessee Senator Corker, who knows what he believes. To talk about being a whatever, it's despicable. And you know what? It's if these people would have run on a platform that, yes, I believe in amnesty, and that's what I'm going to work on, and that's what I, because that's, you elect me, and I'm going to push amnesty, then that would be okay. I mean, if that's what you said you were going to do when you ran for public office, you said you believed in, and that's what you thought was the right thing to do, that would be okay. But you, the this group of, they're calling them the GOP Liars Club kind of thing here, you were out there, you promised that you were going to support border security first, secure the homeland first, then deal with the immigration. And it wasn't going to be some cross-the-board amnesty to everybody. But that's what you did. That's evil. And again, I thank these other individuals for not doing that. I wish I really don't have everything set up where I could be playing excerpts of what Jeff Sessions and Grassley and Rand Paul and these guys were saying, and what Deb Fisher was saying as well. You know, and maybe I'll figure a way to put that out there and do one more tribute to these people to thank them. But I'm telling you, as we thank them, we have got to go over to that House of Representatives, carry that same message over there. The House of Representatives has the power to totally shut this down. And Senator Grassley and Senator Jeff Sessions, they were both saying we need the House to do their thing. We need the House to just let the thing die over on the House. Do nothing with immigration. That is the message to the House of Representatives. The other aspect, for whatever reason, why Mr. Reed was in such a rush to get this out there before Independence Day, who knows? There was absolutely no reason to not take the proper time to go through this bill the way it's supposed to, which is, of course, what the senators here have wanted to do. But we all know there was only one reason they would push this through like this, because they don't want you and me to know what's in it. But I'm telling you, Jeff Sessions and Chuck Grassley, they put so much information out there. They dissected this thing in so many ways, telling the truth of what's in it. And they never accused, I don't think they ever actually accused the Gang of Eight /10 of being liars, but they did say they misrepresented what the bill would do. And that's true. Everything they have said, 99, 95, 99% of what they said this bill was going to do for immigration was false. It's nothing but a massive, massive amnesty thing that's going to cost the American people and our country not only money, but our future. But they don't care. The John McCain's don't care. The Marco Rubio's don't care. The Bob Corker's don't care. Lord only knows what Lindsey Graham's thinking. Lord only knows what Jeff Flake is thinking. If you believe in socialism and communism, these guys are great. They'll get you there faster than anybody else. If you want to see our country be destroyed, but if you don't, you've got to contact these people and thank them for what they have done. We have got to let them know that we saw what they did. We know they did the right thing and that they should be honored and respected for doing the honorable and right thing. What these others have done, what Bob Corker did was so dishonorable. What Marco Rubio has done has been so dishonorable. I'm trying to see, and again, I wasn't going to focus too much on what these people have done, but you go out there and you can read. The Numbers USA has the Amnesty Watch, and it's actually got the list of those. The GOPers who said one thing and did another, it's got the list and it's got what they said. And in the case of Rubio, I would vote against anything that grants amnesty because I think it destroys your ability to enforce the existing law. And I think it's unfair to the people who are standing in line and waiting to come in legally. I would vote against anything that has amnesty in it. That is what Marco Rubio said. That's what he ran on as a so-called Tea Party candidate. And I'll just put it out there because I feel like I need to. Those of us here in Florida who have been engaged in the public discussion, we knew what Marco Rubio did as Speaker of the House. His actions speak much louder than his words. But see, that's where you have to realize it's evil when Marco Rubio, as Speaker of the House, blocked numerous pro-legal immigration bills from the Florida House. He would not let them come to a vote. He blocked them. And then he went out there on the campaign trail and said he was against amnesty. He wasn't. He was pro-amnesty. That's why he blocked the bills. That's why he opposed what Arizona did. He's pro-amnesty, but he went out there on the campaign trail. It was a fraud. He perpetrated a fraud on the people of Florida and all Americans, and, of course, on Fox News, who helped him. He perpetrated a fraud because it was never his intention to stop amnesty. It was always his intention to promote it. That's why they put him in this Gang of Eight, which is now the Gang of Ten. And he has absolutely refused to vote for any of the amendments for S-744 that would tighten border security. That's what Marco Rubio is. Do you call him a liar? Or do you call him a fraud? I call him evil. All of the above. If he would have just done what he said, if Rubio would have done as he said and promoted border security first and not promoted anything with amnesty, then he would be on this list with these people too. But I can't put him on this list. He's not a statesman. He's not an American statesman. He doesn't believe in the people. They will lie to the people. They will say whatever they think that will convince people to, like I said, the name on this thing. And I'm trying to remember what the name on the actual bill itself was. Border Security, Something Opportunity, and Immigration Modernization Act. Something crazy like that. But that's not what it is. It's amnesty. Amnesty that the American people who are suffering right now will have to pay for. It's not going to hurt. John McCain, he's getting rich off of us. He's got all his deals going on with his special interest, same as Rubio. They've got all their other deals going on. They're getting paid by us. They've got a pension by us. They get health care by us. They don't care. It doesn't hurt them if our salaries go down, if our wages go down. If unemployment goes up, that doesn't hurt them. They don't care. Jeff Sessions, time and time again, was out there addressing the very real fact of what this is going to do to the working class. The American people, the American worker, is going to pay dearly for this. And the games that have been played, and it was Jeff Sessions, maybe Grassley too, sometimes they mention the same things, went out there and said, and here's what's in the bill. And, I mean, they can give you the sections on it. I can't tell you off the top, but they can tell you where this is at in the bill. The bill has been rigged in such a way that an employer who hires one of these documented immigrants, whatever you want to call them, it's RPI, I think is what they're changing their status to, calling it RPI, some kind of provisional immigrant status or something, restricted provisional immigrant, something like that, RPI status. When they have that status, the the employers, the companies hiring people, they will not have to provide Obamacare for these individuals. Now, you think about that. Right now, with everything that's going on, companies cutting people's hours, including states, local governments cutting the hours of the teachers to get them under that 30-hour marker so that they don't have to pay Obamacare. Now, you're going out there and you're waving that in front of these companies and saying, well, if you hire these people, you don't have to pay. So that's going to say, well, wait a minute, it's better for me to hire the formerly illegal immigrant who's now been given a legal status. It's better for me to hire them than to hire the Americans. And by the way, that low income, yeah, and again, this was Jeff Sessions talking about this, the unearned income credit thing where those with extremely low income will actually get a check, will get a subsidy from the federal government, welfare. So we're going to be paying welfare to these people who took our jobs and put us out of work, who lowered our wages, who cut our hours. The people who promote this stuff have done everything they can to harm the American people. And that's why it's so important to take time to acknowledge those who didn't do that, those who actually honor their oath of office and take an allegiance to the American people and our country. Because S-744 is highly destructive to America. It's destructive to the American people, the Americans who will be out of work, lower wages, and everybody knows inflation's been going up. That's another one of their creative financing things. They act like they ignore the cost of food or something when they talk about the cost of living, something stupid like that. Well, it goes back to that expression, the figures don't lie, but the liars do figure. Well, and that's exactly what they've done with this bill here. This bill, and again, it was Jeff Sessions who was talking about this, this bill actually goes out there and they pretend, they keep saying it's revenue neutral or that it's going to add all this new revenue to the system. It's going to bail us out. We're going to be flush after all these new immigrants come in, blah, blah, blah. That is so false. And, I mean, I'm telling you, if any of the senators who say this, like Corker, Rubio, Schumer, these people who go and say this, if they truly, truly believe it's true and believe that's going to happen, then they're not qualified to be any type of representative. They're not qualified to be a member of Congress because they don't understand money. They don't understand the economy. But I don't believe that's the case. I believe they very much know what they're doing is harming the American people because many of them are anti-American. They promote socialism and communism. They want to see the fall of this country, and this will do it. And the guy in the White House wants it too. You have a bunch of antis running this country right now. The antis who are trying to take this country down, and this amnesty will do it. That's why we have got to get John Boehner out there. Yes, I've made my jokes calling him bonehead. Yeah, okay. But John Boehner, this is your chance to not be a bonehead. This is your chance to do the right thing and do nothing. Go home for Independence Day. Don't touch any of this stuff. Leave immigration totally off the floor. Do nothing. Let S-744 die on the floor. I should say die pending the floor, waiting. Do nothing. It will time out and die on its own if they don't do anything with it. And so that's what we need to tell every single one of those Republicans. We need to tell, and it's not just the Republicans here. You know, we, again, this is my frustration with the two-party system that's totally corrupted as well. But, you know, Democrats, you're hurting the working class more than anything. Weren't you supposed to be the ones who protected the working class? Wasn't that your job? Wasn't that what you pretended to be? And the Republicans were supposed to be about smaller government and for government to do its core job, which is to secure the homeland, to protect the people. If either party does what they're supposed to, this goes nowhere. But John Boehner has the power to do the right thing. And I'm hoping every one of these senators I've listed here are calling John Boehner and making sure he understands what he has the option to do. And making sure John Boehner knows the right thing to do. The right thing to do is follow the Constitution. Follow your oath of office. And do not promote an illegal invasion of this country. That's what 744 does. That's what amnesty does. We need to stop the amnesty. Secure the homeland. When you secure the homeland and enforce current law, you will begin to flush out those who are here illegally. And by the way, as Jeff Sessions and Grassley both talked about, this legislation, S-744, literally prevents ICE from doing their job and deporting those that are illegal. There's something seriously wrong when we're not allowed to enforce the law. And that's what they do, which, again, this is promoting an illegal invasion of this country. There's not too many other ways to say it. When these people go out there and say, we're going to give the rights, we're going to give the power, the money, the rights, the benefits to these illegals who broke the law coming into this country, and yes, it's a crime to be illegal, but we don't care about that. We would much rather sacrifice our own people. We're going to sacrifice the American people for this cheap labor. And you think of how evil that is, because that's what this is about. As John Ellis Bush, also known as Jeb Bush, John Ellis Bush, promotes, we need immigrants with high fertility so we can get some cheap labor. That's what he said. That's what proponents of S-744 think. This is cheap labor. We'll sacrifice the American people, and that's okay. They don't care about the American people. They have violated their oath of office. They truly should be charged with, well, I jokingly say impersonating a representative, but that's really what it is. They're a fraud. They are not representing the people. They are destroying this country. They are the enemy from within. And you go back and you listen to my shows from the past. You know, I've been out here for two and a half years now. Go back and listen. I have frequently said, Al-Qaeda is not our threat. It's the enemies from within. The enemies from within who want to destroy this country, who have infiltrated the government. These people who would promote S-744, amnesty invasion, they are out there to destroy this country. Now, when it comes to the likes of a Rubio, my own opinion, Rubio has always been anti-American. He's always been very much pro his Latino heritage. He's, some call him an anchor baby because his parents were not Americans, they were Cubans. I mean, they entered here legally. They were here, as far as I know, they were here legally. They were not exiles by any means, even though that sometimes gets said. But they were here in the United States when they had Rubio. Rubio was their anchor baby. Rubio has a loyalty to his heritage, his Latino heritage. And just for those who don't know, Latino does not mean Mexican. It takes on a very wide Hispanic culture. South America, Cuba, Puerto Rico, the Hispanic culture in general. So I'm not saying Rubio is a Mexican. I'm saying he's a Latino. That's what his heritage is. That's why he goes to speak in Spanish and promises them amnesty. Don't worry, amnesty is first. You're going to get your amnesty, legalization. That's all we care about. Border security is not a big deal. That's what he spews off in Spanish. Somehow he thought nobody was going to figure out how to translate it. Which when you see those kind of things from Mr. Rubio / Mr. Amnesty, that's where you kind of wonder, is he not too bright here? Is he Or is he just playing dumb and innocent to make it look like he doesn't know what he's doing? Again, my own opinion, he does know what he's doing. He has always been anti-American, pro-Latino. Just go look at his record when he was the Speaker of the Florida House. That's who he is. So, again, if he would have, if that's what he would have campaigned on, I would have no problem with Rubio. Say, wait a minute, I told you I wanted amnesty, and that's what I'm doing. Well, no, you said you didn't want amnesty, and now you're doing it. Let me see if there's one other thing here on Corker. Corker, we need a new immigration policy that reflects America's values. First, secure the border. Allow people to work here, but only if they're legal. No amnesty. Those employed but here illegally must go home and return through legal channels. That is what Bob Corker said. That's what he claimed he believed in. Now he's promoting amnesty. These are the evildoers. The American statesmen, the American stateswomen, they're not doing that. They're honoring their oath of office. And they're doing their best to oppose this amnesty. This amnesty, which is truly a massive takeover of this country. And there's plenty of people going to say, oh, come on. Let's not get dramatic. Let's not exaggerate. That's what it is. Because it's not only the 11 to 20 million, whatever it is now. It's also about the families. Because once they're here, then they get to bring in all their family. This country will be totally, the heritage of this country will be gone. Makes you think about what some of our founding fathers said when they were talking about, I think it was Franklin who said, we're giving you a republic if you can keep it. Freedom is not free. Freedom means to be a citizen of a free society. To be an individual, to be a sovereign individual in a free society means you must be engaged in the public discussion. As someone said, and I'm not sure whose quote it was, citizenship is not a spectator sport. It's not. If we the people do not pay attention to what these people do, they take over just like they have done. They sell us out for the last dime. They don't care. And that is why, while you can take Senator Jeff Sessions and Senator Grassley, who have both been in the Senate for a long time, in the overall scheme of things, we need term limits. We cannot let people go in there and entangle themselves, become so entangled in the power of all the special interests. And like I say, I'm quite happy that Jeff Sessions and Grassley are there right now. But in the overall scheme of things, we need to have border term limits. Excuse me, I'm multitasking here and dropping some papers while I'm talking. But we need term limits. We need to have term limits so that these people cannot be allowed to take over this country this way. And you just think how many people are in the Senate who have been in that Senate for over 12 years. That's two terms. Personally, I think there should only be one term in the Senate. Two or three terms in the House, one term in the Senate, and that's it. Being a elected representative is not supposed to be a career, but that's what it's become. And it was Jefferson who fought and fought and fought for term limits. He saw this very problem. Jefferson said you have to have a revolution every 30 years to keep government under control. If you don't, it will take over. And that's where we're at. I mean, truly, what's left of the Constitution in the overall scheme of things? We've got some individuals trying to keep it. But if you and I do not get engaged in this process, do not get behind these people who do the right thing, then we have no one to blame but ourselves. And the fall of this country is not that far away. I've said it plenty of times. Say it again. We may have already fallen and we just don't know it. because I feel like we don't have any rights. What the IRS is doing, what the NSA is doing, NDAA, the Patriot Act. I mean, the harassment of what they can do to you as an individual, what's supposed to be in a free society, and what's supposed to be a society where the individual has rights. And then we have this crazy Supreme Court. Well, I'm not going to get into that Supreme Court thing tonight. That's a whole other matter. But let's see here. Well, like I say, tonight we typically do the thing on the education. And as I talk about this, I'll mention one thing, because education is one of the other curses out there. The federal government should have nothing to do with education. The federal government is destroying this country through education as well, Common Core. And Common Core is communism. Common Core, communism. It's communism via the educational system, the indoctrination of the children. We've got to stop that. We've got to understand this is one more element of the takedown and the destruction of this country. But for tonight, we are focusing on amnesty, and but keep in mind, these pieces are all related. You think about what they're doing to us as a whole. They're invading our, truly having, allowing, or promoting a massive invasion of this country by those who want and don't want, or, you know, the antis and whoever may the others may be. I'm not going to say every illegal here is an anti-American, but I am going to say a lot of them are. So they're promoting the invasion of this country by anti-Americans who want to harm us. They tried to disarm us. They are trying to literally sell out our highway infrastructure and our transportation. They are trying the indoctrination and dumbing. The dumbing down of Americans has happened, unfortunately, because of public education. But now Common Core is the true indoctrination of the American people, of our children, the EPA taking over the land. There's all these things that are happening, and so many senators and representatives are doing nothing, going along with it because that's where they're getting their money. I did send something to Corker's office saying, how much did you get paid for this? And I've nicknamed him Porker or Corker. Corker, Porker, Porker, Corker, whichever way you want to say it. I truly believe there was some type of Louisiana purchase deal for Corker to go with this. They're selling us out. But we have these others that aren't. We have got to get behind those who are not selling us out. So I'm going to go down this list again, and I'm going to read the American Statesman Award, and then we're going to wrap it up for tonight. The American Statesman Award, as I have been handing it out, or giving it out, I should say, the American Statesman Award on this day, and again I'm reading for Deb Fischer, on this day, June 20th, 2013, United States Senator Deb Fischer has been declared a true American stateswoman. United States Senator Deb Fischer has honored her oath of office and has demonstrated her loyalty to the Constitution of the United States of America and the American people by promoting the rule of law and opposing illegal immigration, the invasion of the United States of America. And then take the same thing. And it was on May 21st, I think it was. On this day, May 21st, 2013, United States Senator Jeff Sessions has been declared a true American statesman. United States Senator Jeff Sessions has honored his oath of office and has demonstrated his loyalty to the Constitution of the United States of America and the American people by promoting the rule of law and opposing illegal immigration, the invasion of the United States of America. I'm going to read it for Chuck Grassley because these are the ones I have actually sent out, but I'm going to be sending out others. On this day, May 21st, 2013, United States Senator Chuck Grassley has been declared a true American statesman. United States Senator Chuck Grassley has honored his oath of office and has demonstrated his loyalty to the Constitution of the United States of America and the American people by promoting the rule of law and opposing illegal immigration invasion of the United States. And the list goes on. Jeff Sessions, Chuck Grassley, John Cornyn, Tom Coburn, David Vitter, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, John Thune, Deb Fisher. These people, and there's others, Mike Lee. I need to add Mike Lee to this list, because Mike Lee was out there on that Senate floor when they kept saying they were going to present the magic amendment that was going to solve all the problems. He and Jeff Sessions kept going back and forth while they kept waiting for the amendment to come out. And Mike Lee has been openly in opposition to this, too. He missed the vote. As I understood it, there was some family event that he was involved in, and he would have been there had it been a close vote. But he, as I understand it, he knew it was not going to be a close vote in the Senate, and thus he did not vote. Some people kind of get annoyed when people don't vote on that stuff, but that was what I heard. Can't tell you for sure if that's true or not. But anyway, the point is Mike Lee has been out there openly opposing amnesty. He's been saying pretty much the same thing. Every one of these individuals have said, you know, we've lied to the American people. The American people don't believe we're going to secure that border. And most of them don't believe it either, because all it's going to take is, well, okay, once you're in, once you've been given this legal status, you will never lose it. They act like it will be rescinded, but it won't. Again, this is a disingenuousness of what they're saying. But they all know we have to secure the border first. Enforce the current laws. Why are you making, and I've heard, I don't remember exactly who said it. May have been Ted Cruz or Tom Coburn, I'm not sure. But they've been openly saying, we're not enforcing the current laws. You're creating new laws when you won't enforce the current ones? And you expect the American people to think you're going to do it? Give the American people more credit than that. We're not quite as stupid as they want us to be. Not quite as stupid as they try to make us. So, again, a very, very big thank you to these senators, Jeff Sessions, Chuck Grassley, John Cornyn, Tom Coburn, David Vitter, Ted Cruz, Rand Paul, John Thune, Deb Fisher, Mike Lee. And if there's others that I need to add to this list, please feel free to give them to me. These are the people that I saw actively protesting amnesty on the floor, and I know that they've been fighting for us. And I want to thank them individually and as a group. Thank them for being American statesmen and stateswomen. Thank you for honoring your oath of office. Thank you for honoring our Constitution. Thank you for representing the American people, not the illegal non-Americans. Your job is to represent us. And then I have it out there for those. I used to say it all the time on the show, and I haven't said it lately. Well, what's the difference between a politician and a statesman? A politician thinks about the next election. A statesman thinks about the next generation. And it looks like I'm going to have to go fix it. Something got cut off on my show page. It truncated part of this. Thinks of the next generation. A politician thinks of the next election. A statesman thinks of the next generation. And that was written by James Freeman Clark many, many years ago. So politics haven't changed. The attitude, the mentality of people, what the politicians do. But if the statesmen, we need statesmen, stateswomen in public office who are going to do the work of the people and for the people. And it takes a very strong will and a very strong faith to do that, because these people are tempted all over the place. The evil is all around for them to sell off their votes. And so it takes a very, very strong person to do this. But that's what we need. George Washington was the most amazing. George Washington, President George Washington, could have been King George Washington, but he didn't do that. He didn't believe in it. He turned it down, even though they wanted him to be reelected again. He said no. That's what doing the right thing is. He didn't want to be king. He believed in freedom for people. That's what a statesman does. So once again, thank you to these people. Please keep fighting for us. Please let me know if you want to come on this show. As you can see, this is pure American Statesman Blog Talk Radio. It is pure grassroots. You know, you might see some commercials out there on that show page, but those are not mine. I get nothing from that. I have absolutely no revenue stream from this. I put this out here as a place for people to share their thoughts for candidates and elected public servants to come and speak without commercial interruptions, to put it out there. And then I also give time to other patriot groups who are out there fighting the cause too. So please consider coming on the show. I can't pay you anything. But if you want to have, you know, 120 minutes, 2 hours, to talk about whatever the issue is with no interruptions, no commercials, please let me know. And I will do what I can to get you out there because we need more people like you. Thank you again for doing the right thing. Thank you for being Americans. Thank you for promoting Americans. It's the right thing to do, America. You know, if you're a Canadian, this doesn't make a lot of sense for you. But if you're an American, this is what you need to do. And this is the right thing to do. And on that note, I will wrap it up. I will be contacting your offices. I will be continuing to forward the American Statesman Award to you and doing what I can to support what you've done. It's important for us to get behind you and let you know we were paying attention and we appreciate the courage, the principles, the honor, the ethics, the integrity, and the commitment to the United States of America. Thank you for honoring your oath of office. Please keep doing it. We can save our country if we have enough American statesmen and stateswomen doing the people's work and the American people behind you. We have to do it together. May God bless and protect the United States of America, and may God continue to bless. Does, because that question's out there, does God still bless the USA? Let's hope God does still bless the USA. Good night, everyone.